it was the government who gave the approval to and passed last year to close numerous post offices around the country, and particularly in Donegal. Now, an opportunity was given to the local committees to make submissions. Of course, they did, but they fell on deaf ears. None of the decisions were overturned. This time around, the decision in relation to Kilcare came without any notice whatsoever, and they decided that it would be closed at the end of this month. That was saying to the people indirectly, listen, you don't have time to make submissions, even though I have received confirmation on Friday last that they can still do it, but doesn't give enough time. So the very least they could do is ensure that it is retained until such time as the submissions could be reviewed, and then take a decision, because Kilcare has a population of nearly 2,000, and there are businesses there as well who use the post office. Then they have to go to Kilcare, Glencullum, Killer, Killybegs. It makes no sense whatsoever. So I believe while the government gave their imprimatur, the government minister should now intervene. And there's a public meeting there tonight, and I'm sure all of us will attend.
In terms of what Education Minister Joe McHugh could do, though, it is really a decision by Anne Post and not so much the government.
A decision by Anne Post. The list went to the government, and the government gave their imprimatur to Anne Post. And of course, they said that any place that has a population of over 500, that they would be considered. But the formula they used was one that made it impossible to have a continuous population. But what they're doing now, when they come to the end of a population settlement, they start counting again, and they don't do the aggregate of all of these. So it was quite deceitful what they did, and I believe it's time to reverse this.